Can I start with the
You already did.
Text? Can I start with the text I sent you this morning?
Yeah. Like after the intro?
See, you are a little snappy today. Trying to tell me you're not. You're totally snappy.
Welcome to the show. I'm totally snappy. That is apparently not totally snappy. Lachlan Cross, the other voice that you hear. What did you want to start with? What did you want to say?
Okay, well, I got into the beverages last night, and I don't know what was going on, but I was consuming food. Like, I ate a couple of muffins. I ate, like, an ice cream sandwich.
Were you high?
I had a bucket of popcorn.
Were you high?
No, I ran out of beer. So I got into the rye, and for some reason, I just got the juices flowing. Anyway, this morning I got up, and I had a monster up at about 6:30.
A big poop. Yeah, you had a big poop, big booze poop.
I thought I would tie into current events, because occasionally I will inform my friends and family of my bowel movements and what they represent for me at that moment. Mm-hmm. So I've sent more than a couple of texts to Dean, and this one was, I just had a shit so big, I'm worried the liberals might add a few more percentage points to the carbon tax. I was going to tweet that, but I wasn't sure anybody would appreciate that on a good Monday.
I just think that people don't really,
happy,
you know,
Monday. What is this today?
It's Super Monday, I believe they call it. It's the Monday where everybody caught on to the idea that Jesus didn't float back into the clouds, and he indeed was dead like everybody else.
So Super Monday. I have a point here.
I made that up. Kind of like all religions make that up. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
So, what's your point? I get a response from Dean. Dean, and listen, I understand that I made my first text political.
Yeah.
But this was unnecessary. You made it even more political. Did it look like the Daniel Smith 14-cent increase in your tax overnight? Or the fact that she took away the rebate? And I'm like, why did he need to go there? You did not need to go there. I mean, yes, I did mention the liberals. Yes, I did mention the carbon tax.
It's, you know what it is for me? I saw that text. I'm out for a walk today because I like to go for these long megalithic walks in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm out for a walk, and the first text I get from you isn't good morning. How you doing? Excited for the show today. We're going to talk about Easter and everybody losing their minds, my stupid province, and how we're being taxed on top of taxes, but we're only taking issue with certain taxes that we don't implement on ourselves. It's like, or ones that we don't get rebates for. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But the first text I got from you was like, I just had a big shit and reminded me of how much I hate Justin Trudeau. And I was like, I'm out for a walk. Like, I'm in nature. My friend Lachlan Cross sends me a text as I've got my AirPods in, and I'm listening to James Clear's book, and I'm like really excited to get through it. It's a big book, Atomic Habits, and I'm like, this is great. Ding, ding, ding. Check my phone. I just had a dump that made me realize how much I fucking hate Justin Trudeau. Ding, ding, ding. And I'm like, I didn't even answer it.
Sometimes I like to turn my dump updates into current events, tie them into current events.
And then I challenge those current events because your current events are very different than the rest of the world's current events, because you get current events from Alberta media, which is no bueno. And what happened overnight last night, let me just introduce this to you and every other beautiful person in Alberta. I love Alberta. I love the people of Alberta. The selective anger out in Alberta is incredible. Is overnight, this carbon tax everybody's angry about went into effect. 3 cents on the dollar, on the gas dollar, that gets added to your every liter of gas. It's every dollar you spend on gas, it's 3 cents, right? Yeah, it's hang on just a second. Of the dollar, it's 3 cents. And then you got another 4 cent tax added on top of that by Daniel Smith. So you guys are getting hosed in Alberta by both taxes, right? So we both agree all taxes are bad, right? All taxes, doesn't matter what it is.
Too many.
But in Alberta, they're like, not saying a word about the 14 cent fucking tax increase that she just delivered to your asshole last night.
Well,
but you're mad about the 3%, the three
no,
cent tax.
No,
hang
no,
on,
everyone's.
Let me finish. No, some of you are not you. Some of you.
Yeah.
Geniuses are only upset about the 3 cents that you're getting a rebate for, and somehow
I'll tell you,
nobody's talking about it.
I'll tell you what's going on. So that 14 increase, that 14 cent bump is the one that she took away 6 months ago or 8 months ago.
And then just delivered it again.
And then timed it out to kick back in on April 1st to make the carbon tax increase at this time look even more painful. She's not an idiot.
Oh, yeah, she is. Because she expects everybody else to go like this. Oh, that fucking 3 cents, which we get like 4 cents back for every year.
What Danielle Smith.
And she's like, but hey, guys, don't get upset about the 14 cents. It's the 3 cents that should really upset you.
Danielle Smith knows something to be true in Alberta and actually most of Canada. If we can find a way to blame Justin Trudeau, we're going to blame him.
It's kind of brilliant, isn't it? Like, you know what I laugh about too? I laugh about how many people are still tweeting about how angry they are, right? And they actually get a penny more back, so they actually make money on the carbon tax.
Oh, by the way, I don't even want to get in there. Let's pivot because I know because I can't. I can't have a discussion about rebates. Don't take it away then.
I can do whatever I want. It's my podcast. I'll talk about it. So what I laugh about is how mad they get. Everybody gets, and everybody is defending both taxes. I've defended none of them. But going to be delivered on these taxes,
that's what makes me angry.
And you're like, oh man, this one's like, good, that one's bad. No, all taxes are bad, dude.
No, yeah, that drives me insane, man. Yeah. Like, listen, the homeless crisis is going up exponentially every year.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want about inflation. Big business has a stranglehold on this government, local governments, provincial governments. They get a break all the time, and the little guy just keeps taking it. And when you mention you are upset about one tax or the other, somebody automatically puts you in a camp. No point have I ever defended anything Danielle Smith has ever done, vote for her. But for some reason, when I make an anti-carbon tax, because I just think they should stop taxing us to death, everyone goes, well, look at what Danielle Smith's doing. Stop. Please stop doing that. That's the issue I have with politics today, is that you get put in these camps regardless of whether or not, like, I am anti-government, like, across the board. And that's a very serious concern to me, because I think we're getting more and more anti-government. And I think that's a bigger issue in this country.
I was thinking about it yesterday, because everybody was complaining about the carbon tax. PP put out a video of him pumping gas in a hat that didn't fit him very well. Laughed. Thought that was really funny. I'm like, get your kid's hat, dude. You need a new hat. And I was thinking about it yesterday. And I'm like, you know, they've done a fucking marvelous job of, like, convincing every single one of us.
All of us.
To take a side taxes. Explained.
Yeah,
and not just take a side as for or against taxes.
I proved it this morning with my shit text.
But taking a side on, dude, I hate. Well, that's because you didn't include all taxes. You only included one. But you were joking around, and I was joking around, because we have that ability. Have that ability to look through, see through the horse shit, see through the forest of illegality, see through the forest.
I should tweet
taxes
and go see what happens.
And go, hang on just a second, everybody. You over here and you over here arguing with each other, telling each other you're stupid because this tax is better than that tax, or ignoring these taxes. It is an amazing thing when people look at all taxes the same.
And
you go, okay, they're all bad. And then you all get on the same team. It would be an amazing thing for us to be an anti-tax country where everybody was like, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to stand up for each other. Instead of taking the side of two different political institutions who, by the way, hate your fucking guts.
They're not for us. They're for themselves.
Yes.
Let's do a little experiment. We're recording this now and it'll come out in the next couple of hours, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So I'm going to, should I copy that text I sent you about my dump this morning? And then just see how political it gets on Twitter. Do you want to do that?
Totally. Okay. Yeah. Watch how seriously people take it, where they're defending their favorite tax.
We'll see how many. OK, Okay, I'm not going to put any hashtags in it.
That's good, because what you're doing is you're floating some kind of evolutionary experiment where you're like, okay, if all taxes are bad, and I'm just going to attach bad to one tax, the federal tax, so we'll see how all the crazy Trudeau supporters come out and go, you don't know what you're talking about. It's a great tax.
This is a fun little game.
It's our part. It's kind of nice. I don't have a problem with the carbon tax, but taxes are bad. But it is a fun game, to your point. Let's have a look and see who's like, you know what my favorite tax is?
Okay, we'll see how political it gets in the comments. It might not, it might die, but it might it might get very political. And tomorrow,
yeah,
we'll read some of the comments just to sort of see if it works.
It's my favorite tax.
Yes. We'll see if this gets political.
Okay? One guy yesterday, so I was fucking around on Twitter, which by the way is a scene. Have you been on Twitter recently? Like for any period of time, it's a scene right now.
I keep telling you, so much action. Twitter is not the real world.
I know it isn't. I know it isn't. When I put out a happy Easter tweet this weekend, and the bots from like Pussy and Bio came for it. They're like, "You think Easter's great? Take a look at my bio." I'm like, "This is a hellscape." But it is hot. Everybody was losing it this weekend over a couple of things, specifically Easter itself.
The trans recognition day, like what? Yeah, why? I've seen that. I saw that on the news this morning, and I did not see it on Twitter because I don't engage with that kind of stuff on Twitter. Yeah. So I didn't see it. I'm guessing there was a lot of
all weekend. Well, you know how at Christmas time, certain political interests like to say, hey, there's a war on Christmas. They're going to take away Merry Christmas, and we're going to be doing happy holidays for the rest of our lives, and this is a Christian nation. Same thing applies for Easter. It's fucking the same. But Easter's one of them rotating, calendar holidays, right? Sometimes it's late March. Sometimes it's early April. It's on a Sunday because it is been hijacked by Christianity, effectively. It's a pagan ritual. It's been happening for thousands of years. I don't want to get into the history of it. It's Roman pagan in nature. And then the Christians came
along. I've always wondered why it moves.
Yeah,
why it moves around.
Well, it moves around because it's supposed to coincide, according to Christians who co-opted Easter 2,000 years ago. They just took it. And said, hey, listen, this is the weekend that Jesus was killed on the cross, and this is that's on a Friday. It's a good Friday, not for Christ, just a good Friday for, I guess, the Romans back in the day. And then on Sunday, that's when he came back to life, and boom, spent a couple weeks on Earth and then took off in a cloud UFO. That is what Christians believe, right? And it is one of the holiest days. Oh, I know, it's fucked.
That doesn't sound
right. One of the holiest days of the year.
Cloud UFO.
And a couple of years ago, I remember, seriously, they're like, oh, where'd he go? He's going up on a cloud UFO. That's incredible. And that is the story of Jesus, right? And so it all happens on Easter weekend. And so everybody, it's the holiest weekend for a lot of people.
So Christmas, he was born.
Christmas, he was born.
Easter, he was killed.
Yeah, Easter, he was killed.
But then on the Monday, didn't he come back to life again or something?
Nah, not to Sunday. He rose from the dead. On Monday, it's kind of when he took off. Is when he was like, I'm going to go on the lamb, walk around.
At the days.
See if I can heal these holes in my hands and my feet, go visit some people, and then I'm going to split and go be with my Heavenly Father. That is the urban legend of the birth, death, resurrection of Jesus, which means that he's up there in human form, taking all the sin and the sacrifice away from people so no one has to see. He's the human sacrifice, right? Back in the day, they would do animal sacrifices. So anyway, human sacrifice, he's now in heaven and he's just soaking up all the sin from the world. So Christians take that day very seriously. Well, that day magically fell on International Trans Day of Global Visibility.
Is this a new day?
No, it's been around for 15 years.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
15 years. So when you started to see this weekend on Sunday,
why is it all of a sudden everyone mad about it this week?
Well, because dumb people, right? Dumb people believe fake things. Well, dumb people are dumb, so they don't. When a person says Happy International Day of Trans Visibility on the second holiest day on the Christian calendar, the same people who've been fighting against trans and LGBTQ rights, because in their book, they say being gay is a sin. Okay. Then You have angry people saying, I can't believe the trans and the gays took over Easter. How dare you? But they're too stupid to recognize that Easter falls on a series of days at the end of March or the beginning of April. And Trans Visibility Day has been around and in our calendar, along with several other days yesterday,
somebody,
for a good 15 years.
I saw somebody say something that it was that they were somehow blaming Joe Biden for this.
Yeah, because Joe Biden, as he has for the past 15 years, put out a tweet on Trans Visibility Day, which is the last day of March every year for 15 years. And said, sure happy Biden Trans Visibility Day.
I don't think Biden's a big tweeter.
No, I don't think he is either. His account put that out. And then the regular religious stupids all came out, right? And that wasn't the only one. It wasn't even the only one. It was in Marjorie Taylor Greene's like, how dare you take Jesus out of Easter? Because there's this theory among Christians that America and Canada are Christian nations. Let me just show you. This is this weekend in Canada. This is the reaction to a tweet that Justin Trudeau's Veterans Affairs, it's actually the government of Canada, Veterans Affairs put out a tweet. This is a great example. We want to wish veterans, current members of the Canadian Forces and RCMP and their families happy March holiday season. This was on Friday, right? It's the 31st, first today. Yeah, this is on Friday, Saturday. So this was the day before Easter. So it wasn't even Easter.
Okay.
Now, this gentleman is, and then we will show you several of these, a conservative politician, not a Christian, says he's Sikh, good for him, but he's virtue signaling because he's pissed that Christians didn't get a quick hat tip from the government of Canada on Saturday.
Justin didn't send
which
out
a fucking holiday.
I'm not defending Justin, but didn't
well, hang on. Not only did he, everybody did on Sunday when it was fucking Easter. This was on Saturday. Why does Trudeau's Liberal government keep excluding Christians from celebrating their religious holidays in Canada? Religious freedom is a staple of Western civilization. As a Canadian Sikh, I stand with my fellow Christians, so I will correct you for this. Anyway, he does that.
Yeah, everybody's just so angry.
And then Pierre Poilievre, he's like, you know, again, and he puts everybody on blast because he's a fucking moron too. He's like, happy Easter. He has risen. It's like a quick little fuck you to like an accepting, inclusive, hey, happy March holiday, everybody. This was on Saturday during a March holiday. Because, by the way, this weekend, there were several holy days on this calendar. Marilyn Gladue, who is a born-again Christian nationalist, who is an MP here in Toronto, or sorry, in Ontario, she is a self-avowed Christian nationalist, like psychotic. She points out, with a Toronto Sun article, and they all work in tandem, the Toronto Sun article says Prime Minister acknowledges most religious holidays except Good Friday. Indeed, he did. 19 million Christian Canadians need to know that Justin Trudeau and the Liberal NDP coalition do not support Christians in this country. So painting him as an enemy to all people who believe in Christianity. Only conservatives do with our leader, Pierre Poilievre. Another dog whistle to the conservative community. Now, here's the catch. I did a little research this weekend. I'm a big researcher. Reader, do you know how many denominations of Christianity there are? How many different sects or groups? I'll tell you. No, this is good. This is good information to have. 40,000. There are over 40,000. Of those 40,000 of them, which, by the way, Christianity started in the year 313 in Nicene, where they got together and took all the stories, put them together. Over time, the Bible has been fucked up, turned into 40,000 different Bibles. Stuff's taken out. There is not one Cannondale version of any of Jesus's teachings on this planet. Not one cardinal version. So there's that. Then you got 40,000 different groups going, we're going to come up with our own version of this. We're going to call ourselves Christians. Roman Catholic, Greek Orthodox, that's where it started. Originally called Catholicism, and then
is
it blew up.
Is Scientology a form of Christianity or no?
Is what?
Is Scientology a form of Christianity?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is it? Really?
And
okay.
All of these forms of Christianity, all 40,000 at one point in time, according to the original purpose of Christianity, which started in 313 AD, they were all considered cults. And they're still, to this day, considered cults because of what they do and what they teach and how they systemically take money from people and get you to join the group. get you to absolve yourself of any personal responsibility. That is called a cult, my friends. All of them are. So when is it not a cult? When there are enough people. This is literally the textbook definition when a cult becomes a religion. There are enough people in your cult that you can file a fucking tax return as a company in a business. That's when it becomes religion, when you reach critical mass.
I didn't know.
So we have 40,000 splintered versions of Christians. She says we've got 19,000 of them, but 19 million in Canada, but 19 million people that believe one of 40,000 different versions of Christianity, that some of which, most of which, have nothing to do with what she's tweeting. Nothing. Don't believe in it. A lot of those people don't. A lot of those denominations don't even believe that Jesus rose from the dead. Don't believe any of the kabuki. Some are more extreme than others. Some are less. Yeah. Some are Baptist. Some are Anglican. Some are Alliance. Some are Pentecostal. Some are Plymouth Brethren. Some are Greek Orthodox. Some are Hutterites. I mean, there are 40,000 versions of this.
That's shocking to me.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a quick story?
And here's the thing. This is the thing. This is what I tell everybody. God bless Ricky Gervais.
This is what I love to tell people. When they're like, you don't believe in Jesus? I'm like, nope. Well, I believe he was a philosopher, but not the son of God. They're like, how can you not believe in God? I'm like, hey, listen. There are 40,000 individual gods, 40,000 individual in Christianity, versions of what you believe, right? You believe one of them. I believe one less because I'm not an idiot. That's the truth. So when everybody's fucking losing their minds this weekend, what they're losing their minds over is the idea that Canada should be or is a Christian nationalist nation. And they're leaving out a whole bunch of information nobody actually has access to. And I just gave you an accurate, very popularized, very short history of what it is that these people believe and how basically they're all cults. So suck on that today when you're deciding who you're going to vote for in the next election.
The Locker Room on Cryer Media West is brought to you by Ardent Roof Systems. Sign up for the annual Ardent Roof Systems Charity Golf Tournament. Do that today. Spots are filling up. Early bird pricing in effect until May 1st, and there's still room for sponsors. Give Stacy a shout or drop me a line. I'll hook you up with Stacy. Friday, July 5th at the Ranch Golf and Country Club, one of the best courses in Alberta. Your 18-hole round includes breakfast, the famous ranch steak dinner, a massive silent auction, a lot of fun, and a chance to give back to a very worthy cause, the Stollery Child Life Program. This will be the fifth year, and to date, Stacy and Arden have raised over $65,000 for the Stollery. If you're looking for any info or you'd like to register yourself or your team, ardenroofsystems.com. We'll see you there. This is one of my favorite tournaments of the year.
As always, the Dean Blundell Show is brought to you by our friends at factcheck.io. Factcheck.io. Do you believe? The good people at FactCheck are a quorum of software professionals, psychological professionals, journalists that have been very busy building some software so that you can fact check anything that you read. It doesn't matter. If it's got a URL, you'll be able to fact check it. Alternative sources, origins, whether or not it was an organic or inorganic campaign, whether or not you can trust the people that are putting out the information, and alternative sources, and there's going to be a weapon button too, where you can turn that information around and put it back out there accurately to combat disinformation. The good people at factcheck.io are right now testing their beta version of their free program. Yes, it will be free for anybody who wants to use it. They want to battle disinformation because it is a problem. Go to factcheck.io today, factcheck.io, factcheck.io. The world's most robust fact-checking disinformation software for news, social media, video, print, anything spoken word. These people are on the tip. And they use some of the finest software technology to be able to give you the advantage when it comes to getting agency back in your life, when it comes to information that you read. Go to factcheck.io today for more information. Sign up for the beta test, factcheck.io.
Can I tell a quick story? So for me, I don't know a lot about this, and I've said this countless times on this podcast. I have a massive disconnect with religion And it started at a young age because my family was raised by hippies. There was no religion in my life. So I'm fascinated by the whole thing. I really am. And my belief structure around faith is this. I'm anti-religion because I'm against religion because it pits us against each other. And it shouldn't. And the hypocrisy of that drives me crazy because from conversations I've had with religious people, I always get the sense that they want people to come together. I think the basic teachings of religion come from a good place. So I believe in faith. I believe people need something to believe in. So I have a difficult time about the religious conversation. One, because I have a lack of knowledge about it. And then two, because I feel like people need something to believe in. And I'm going to tell you a quick story. This surprised me. And it sort of ties in loosely to what you were saying about 40,000 different versions of Christianity, which again, that's shocking to me.
It's fucking stunning, isn't it? And the majority of those versions of Christianity live in North America, most in the United States, like 25,000-30,000 versions of them. And they're all of the evangelical Pentecostal version where it's like,
and they all think they're right.
Not only do they think they're right, that is the juice behind the anti-trans movement in your province, the anti-trans movement in the States. They'll dress it up around like medical shit. But every medical officer, every doctor tells them the same thing, is that you don't know what you're talking about. Right. So anyway, go ahead.
So I got into yoga over 10 years ago when I broke my tailbone. I think I started casually doing yoga when I was about 41. And it's something I will actually do until I die. I really enjoy it from a variety of reasons, which we can get into at another date, to a point where I'm actually going to take my yoga teacher training, my YTT, in May for an intensive program in Joshua Tree. So I'm really looking forward to this. And Dean and I have
fucking awesome, dude. Good for you.
I'm so excited. And I'm going down there to spend 2 weeks to do yoga, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to start teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing it pretty consistently now for like 10 plus years. And one of the studios that I was a part of in St. Albert for quite some time, it was actually the first studio I ever went to. And I was in there one day, and the owner and one of the teachers, who was really good at it and I enjoyed her classes, she was pretty rattled. And I was like, hey, what's up? You seem a little off today. I kind of noticed that she was kind of bothered by something. And she goes, I just had something awful happen to me. And I'm like, what? So she was in a strip mall in St. Albert with a bunch of different businesses. And, you know, when a new business she'd been there for a while. And when a new business came in or somebody took up a space, she would go down and offer them some kind of a discount to come and take yoga classes or whatever, right? Like, so she would go down and give them a pamphlet and go, hey, listen, we have regular yoga here. And this is, you know, this is what we do. And if anybody in your business wants to come and experience this, drop by, here's a discount. Welcome to the neighborhood. And there was a church that took up a space in one of the buildings. And I don't know what religion, I never really bothered to pay any attention, but it was one of those, after she told me this, I paid more attention to them, and they were like, they were a big singing one, and like they would have like bands and stuff like that on Sundays.
Oh yeah, like Baptist, Pentecostal, evangelical, same thing.
Pretty like they were very into it.
Yeah. But
the guy that was running it that opened it up turned to her and said, I need you to leave. Because I feel like what you're doing is a cult and it's damaging the fabric of society that we live in. And I'm going to need you to go away.
Yoga, stretching. Yeah. Oh my God.
And I laughed like you did. She was really upset. And the reason I laughed is because just picture a woman Picture somebody that does yoga and teaches yoga.
What a bunch of pussies, eh? Like, just like,
that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of, like, they've been told, and that's the thing. They've been told that, like, you know, the study of self, mindfulness, satanic. Mm-hmm. They've been told that yoga, satanic. Anything that isn't what they are is satanic, including Catholicism.
That's my issue with religion, though.
Yeah. Dean. That they tell you that, like, everybody else is wrong and they're right. But here's the thing, dude. It's such a shit life experience being a born again Christian. I've lived it. I've been through it. It is such a muted, shitty, persecuted, awful life experience. You walk around thinking like you know everything and you don't know anything. Your version of fucking world history is just hilarious. It's like, our Earth's only been around for 7,000 years. It's great. And you're like, fuck, no, it's not at all. That their religion is the only religion when there are 40,000 other versions of that religion that are much nicer. Some are way more fun. And here's the catch. Any religion that tells you to throw away your life experience for one that's way better when you die, but during that life experience that they want you to have a shitty life experience, you got to give them a bunch of money and you got to go do their bidding. That's a cult. All of it. Doesn't matter what it is. And you know what? I had someone send me a tweet the other day. They were like, call a mosque a church or Islam a cult. No fucking problem. Same thing. They all are. They're all man-made and they're all cults. And they've just got so many people believing the horse shit that it's like, if you don't, and it's all attached to the afterlife, that it makes me laugh. And here's the thing. The reason why these things exist and are considered religions and are considered more important, like to life than anybody else's life.
Yeah.
Is because if these people didn't believe it, they'd kill themselves, generally speaking. Because they have no reason to live. I'm telling you the truth. I know it's severe, but it's like everybody, every single one of those people lacks any purpose. And so they accept some kind of purpose from something else. I guess this is it.
I can't accept that.
I know I can't, but I can. And that's the beauty of these conversations.
Yeah. But I have a theory. Can I inject my theory?
100%.
Okay. So I think people are ingrained to want to be a part of something. Okay. And then they create these communities, whatever it is. Like, you can have, I'm going out on Friday night to Monster Pro Wrestling. That's a community. People feel a part of that. And they go every month and they have a great time and they meet people with a common interest. And I'm going for different reasons, but I'm going to be going with a bunch of people. Okay, that's a community. And I think people need that in their lives, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's the essence of religion. And I think it comes from a good place on top of the faith thing. So if the faith thing is important to you and you have whatever relationship with God or Jesus or whatever it is, and you need that in your life, then that's fantastic. I think where we're running into some issues right now is that it's clearly the world is becoming more of a secular place. It's Easter Monday, and you and I have just spent 30 plus minutes talking very aggressively about religion, and we're going to post this on the Cryer Media Network.
Right? And I can't wait, by the way.
Okay. So, I think what's happening is those groups, I had no idea there was 40,000 of them, are feeling like they're being, their way of life and their beliefs are being questioned and they're being forced into a corner. So now they're pushing back. And I think where we're running into issues is, I also think they're worried about their lack of control over the world and they're getting into politics more aggressively. So,
dude. They've always gotten into politics. That's
always, but I think they're being way more aggressive.
100%.
You'll never explain the Trump thing to me, but that's another conversation.
That's what it is. It's the kettling of like, and here's the thing. You want to radicalize a group. If you need a quick army of brown shirts to like believe your horse shit, to go and take action for you in politics, who are you going after first? You're going after the people who will believe anything. like anything. Hang on.
Yeah.
Without any proof. Do you know what the word faith means in the dictionary? And we'll pivot to some other stuff here. Do you know what the word faith means in the dictionary? To believe in, Google it, to believe in something due to religious apprehension and worry, as opposed to any facts or proof. That is the dictionary version of faith.
I never looked it up, but that doesn't sound healthy. Sounds like you're coming from a place of weakness.
You say an expert, you need 10,000 hours from the age of like 7 till I was 18. I spent in the evangelical church.
I don't question your knowledge of it, but I do worry about your level of anger towards religion.
Zero anger. Okay, informing people. Let me give you one more example before I get to your theory on secularism. And you're right. The world should be a secular place. The world should be run by people with no.
I don't think that's fair to say. I think the world should be allowed to do what the world wants to do. And individually, you should be able to have whatever beliefs you want to have.
Totally.
You want to believe in God, Jesus. You want to believe in Muhammad, Buddha. Totally. I don't care 100%. What it is. Yoga. I don't know if there's that's.
Yeah, there is.
You want to believe in that? Then you believe in that. And you shouldn't worry about what the guy that lives across the street from you does or how he shows whatever he needs to do to express his faith. That's my thought on it. Everyone should be allowed to believe whatever. There's 40,000 of them and you choose 100%, one of them.
100%.
Go not
100%. Totally.
Because I don't, that doesn't make me less of a person than the, and that's the issue that we're running.
According to them, it does. If you do not believe the exact same thing they believe, not only are you a sinner, but you are unworthy of living
in their sphere to the point where they do not want to have anything to do with you. In the evangelical faith, there's this ideology that comes with your faith. It's to not be something called unequally yoked. That's the term, which means Christians are forbidden, evangelical Christians, from hanging around or being friends with people who don't believe what they believe. Doing business with people who don't believe what they believe. Or marrying.
I don't believe in that.
Anybody who, of course you don't believe it because you're a fucking normal human being who doesn't believe in magic. So of course you don't. You're fucking a sane individual who believes in friendship and human beings. They do not. Unequally yoked. Look it up. Like I'm fucking lying because I'm not. And it's hilarious.
No, I know you're not. I know you're not lying.
So the exclusionary nature of it makes me laugh. And you look at what's going on with Maple Maggot in this country. And
you and I will agree on that. That exclusionary thing. Yeah,
absolutely. But you see, in some cases, certain presidents really feeding it to that crowd. The Dean Blundell Show is brought to you by FactCheck.io. FactCheck.io, makers of the world's most comprehensive fact-checking software, that have been very busy building some software so that you can fact check anything that you read. It doesn't matter if it's got a URL, you'll be able to fact check it. Alternative sources, origins, whether or not it was an organic or inorganic campaign, whether or not you can trust the people that are putting out the information so that you can give yourself agency over information in the age of disinformation. Again, want to beta test their product? They're going to launch it in the next month or two. Go to factcheck.io today. FactCheck.io. Back to the show.
I'm Matt Kundle, host of the Sound Off Podcast, the show about podcast and broadcast. Since 2016, we've been speaking with amazing people who have populated your ears for decades. Legendary broadcasters, research wizards, talent experts, podcasters, voice talent. Almost 400 stories, all for free. Subscribe or follow the Sound Off Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at soundoffpodcast.com.
Did you see the Trump Bible shelling bit this week?
I can't because I can't. It doesn't make any sense to me.
It makes perfect sense.
How is that your guy?
Can I play you?
How is that?
dude, can I play this? And by the way, this is just a fundraiser. It's a, like a spike into the religious community saying, you got to have this Bible. Pierre Polyev's doing the same thing with fundraisers. This weekend, I got fire hosed by a political fundraiser.
Still on the list? You keep taking yourself off. They're doing it on purpose.
I know. Every time I unsubscribe to the Pierre Polyev fundraiser list, I get resubscribed immediately. It's like, fuck. Okay, someone hates me over there.
I got to give him points for that.
I do too. I just like it doesn't even affect me. It doesn't bother me. But this weekend was like, they want to remove religion from all of your lives. And as Christians and as a party of Christians, which nobody's doing. Like, that's the thing. It was like,
well,
nobody.
It's happening naturally for a variety of reasons.
And it should, but nobody's doing it. Like, fuck, I could care less if someone said Happy Easter to me or Happy Kwanzaa. It doesn't matter to me. It's just like, hey, you enjoying your time off this weekend? Good for you. Go eat whatever it is you're allowed to eat today and have a nice day with your family. Awesome. Good stuff.
Yeah.
But they use religion as that spike to get into your wallet, right? And Pierre Polyev does it with like a legitimate Easter email saying he's risen and I need your money. This weekend, Trump was doing it with Trump Bibles, among other things. Did you see this Bible?
I saw the Bible. I didn't see he's selling. Is he selling other stuff too?
No, he put a flag on the Holy Bible. It's called God Bless the USA Bible. Him and Lee Greenwood, the singer who invented that song, God Bless the USA. Remember that one? Little deal because he's trying to raise money for all his lawsuits.
How many people buy those? What do you think?
$60. I don't know how many he sold. Millions.
Did he put anything in there? Like, did he?
Yeah, there's the Constitution. There's a picture of him with a sword in there, something like that, riding a horse. Yeah, something like that.
Oh, there is. You're making
that. There's him on a red, white, and blue unicorn with his dick in his hand going, fuck the world. Like, I don't know what's in it. But, like, a whole bunch of shit. And apparently the reviews are terrible. Everybody's like, you're missing, like, huge parts of this Bible.
You can't do that. Can you do that?
No, but anyway, my point is he did. He totally did. $60. Everybody's buying his fucking Bible.
Even I know that's wrong. And I'm not even religious.
Here is a gentleman put together like a quick supercut of all the religious grifts that Donald Trump has done. And by the way, the Pierre Polyev stuff, like he is risen. That's just a way into religious wallets too, right? And religious people love to give money to things that they think that Jesus wants them to give money to. It's the fucking best.
Well, like again,
those televangelists, you know those televangelists on TV?
They make millions.
They make tens of millions, hundreds of Joel Osteen.
On the backs of people that can't afford
Kenneth Copeland. I don't begrudge those guys. Like, you might hate them. I'm like, hey, fuck, if you're dumb enough.
I think it's criminal.
Dumb enough to like send your rent money to some guy who needs a fucking new personal Gulfstream 5, more power to him. I mean, for you. I hope you get fleeced. The same thing behind the conservative shit.
Fleeced, though, are the ones that can't afford it and maybe aren't, you know, don't have the cognitive abilities to separate. It's just easier to separate grandma from her money when she's slipping a little bit, right?
Like, well, it's not just grandma from her money. Someone with a cognitive ability under the age of 90 IQ points. They'll give you fucking anything. That's who they target. And they believe in weird fucking religious magic. Anyway, here's the Donald Trump grift supercut, religious people. Enjoy.
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible.
So if anyone's keeping count, right, that is steaks.
You can enjoy the world's greatest steaks in your own home.
Mattresses.
Mattress collection by Serta.
Board games.
My new game is Trump, the game.
Ties, skills, trading cards.
And a ball satin tie with the double Windsor nine
cards are back with a bang.
That's the real deal.
And now, Bibles.
I think you all should get a copy of God Bless the USA Bible now. And
yes, the man found liable of sexual assault currently on trial for paying hush money to a porn star that he allegedly had an affair with while his wife was at home with their child is wanting to tell you about the Word of God.
Wondering what one or two of your most favored Bible verses are.
Well, I wouldn't want to get into it because to me that's very personal, but I don't want to get into specifics.
An Old Testament guy or a New Testament guy?
Probably equal.
He's never read a
never once.
That's funny.
It's a great vehicle.
Religion is a fucking unbelievable vehicle for politics and grifters, dude. It's fucking awesome.
It's so hard to watch.
People. Yeah, I think it's awesome, dude. I really do. Like, there are a lot of people out there that are angry at the religious institutions and political institutions, but I'm like, hey, if you're dumb enough, more power to you.
Can I read? This might be the funniest tweet of the year.
All right.
And listen, I want to say, before I read this, I want to say this out loud. Okay. I knew nothing about Puff Daddy. And I, you know what? Listen, there's a lot of weird stuff coming out. And maybe this is bad timing and we shouldn't be making fun of this kind of stuff. Yeah. But I cried. I was laughing so hard. My sides hurt. How many dudes did Diddy diddle? If Diddy diddled dudes. And the top comment is a dillion. Now that should not have made me laugh as hard as it did. But because it's awful. This is an awful story.
A dillion.
A dillion. Some guy named Thomas. Just chuck that in there.
You know, I often thought we were past cracking jokes about religion and sexual assault. Somehow we've figured it out.
Oh my really God, Dean, us. Come on. I know.
No,
it's
I'd awful. Seriously,
the
no,
story
it's
is
not,
awful.
It's
but
so funny. A
whoever
dillion?
Came up with that. How many dudes did Diddy diddle? If Diddy diddled dudes.
Diddy doesn't look worried, does he? You see him like lounging what, around.
Why isn't he in jail? I thought.
No, dude, like I said the other day, I'm like, pretty sure he's a fed. Yeah. Like, if that's me and the feds fucking absolutely go after my three houses. So here's what I'm starting to think.
But they're arresting people around him, too.
Oh, yeah. But here's what I'm thinking. And this is one of the, like, the running conspiracy narratives around Diddy, around the Diddy yeah. stuff, is that he is a fed, and the feds broke into his place to take all the incriminating shit out of his place, and they have no plans on charging him.
Wasn't there a conversation about him trying to get out of the country, though? That never happened?
Oh, yeah, no.
I guess, well, he did. He went to Florida.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing. He went to Florida, Bama for the weekend. Not part of the United States.
Ah, yeah. That's whoever made that tweet. Mm. That was bad. That was wrong.
A dillion. No, it wasn't.
How many dudes did Diddy diddle? If Diddy diddled dudes, a dillion.
Yeah.
A dillion. Should we just get into the locker room? Retro replay of the day brought to you by Arden Roof Systems.
I would love to. Arden Roof Systems hosting a golf tournament. We'll get to those details and how you can get involved as well. But yeah, the LRR, please. What do we have today, my friend?
Well, every once in a while, and this happened quite a bit on the, and you know what? We need to start talking more about my expertise as far as relationships go. Just based on my success with my beautiful wife, I think I have a lot to offer. And this is no exception. This is basically me giving advice to anybody that is in a relationship and how you can make it stronger.
The Lock Retro Replay.
But days ago, we
completed
actually
a project.
Yes, we did a caulking project together.
Pardon?
Exactly. Now, here's the thing that I need you to know if you're listening and you're in a fairly new relationship. If you can caulk a kitchen together.
Well, now that the daughters are gone, right?
Well.
You can do that sort of thing in the kitchen.
Absolutely. Caulk away. If you can do a caulking project together with your significant other. You might be okay.
What were you
talking? This is a new, the backsplash for the...
Okay.
Yes.
She put up a new black backsplash?
And you
fairly
were...
Fairly emasculating, and you were, yes.
And you were she able did. To reach, and you did the caulking in the areas that you could reach, and she did
well,
everything else.
She started to do the caulking, and then the gun was a little, it's a little tricky.
It's a two-hander.
It's a two-handed
caulking job.
It's a, yes. It's a bigger caulking gun. Anyway, so we started, she started to do it, and I was hiding in the basement. And then I realized she was struggling with it, and she was sort of quitting halfway through. And then I came up and I said, listen, I'll help.
You finished her off.
I got stronger caulking hands based on caulking experience.
Why is this conversation funnier for me than normal?
Because you're drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
he was drunk.
I just wanted to point that out. If you can do a caulking job with your wife,
couples that caulk together stay together.
Yeah, things will be okay, everybody.
You know what's amazing about that clip, by the way, Lachlan? That's the Locker Room Retro Replay of the Day, brought to you by Arden Roof Systems. If you're in Edmonton, need a new eavesdrop, you want a quote on a new roof, and you want it all guaranteed, the number one Owens Corning Platinum partner in North America. North America. Guy's the biggest. Guy's the best. Yeah. He's the best. Stacy Disatel, who's come over as part of the Locker Room package. If you would like any information on what he does for a living, he is one of the nicest, most down-to-earth, honest individuals you will ever meet. Get a quote, go to ardentroofsystems.com.
In Edmonton area. He's not doing your house in Ontario.
And the
golf tournament is Friday, July 5th for a very worthy cause, the Stollery Child Life Program. Sign up. A couple of people let me know last week that they've signed up. So I will be hosting the event. It's going to be a good day.
But what I found amazing about that clip is you have that same gear that I do when it comes to projects in the house where your significant other is like, I want to do this. And you're like, do we have to? And she's like, I'm going to do it. You know what?
So embarrassing.
And out of spite, totally. That's where I'm going with this. Out of spite, you're like, you know what? I work hard. I'm not putting up a backsplash on my Saturday. Well, and then your poor wife is like,
does it.
Struggling, trying to figure it out. You're downstairs crushing.
No, my wife
pints.
Is actually really good at these things.
I know. Well,
I avoid
like,
it because I'm embarrassed.
Exactly.
I'm hiding in the basement drinking.
But you're able to tamp that embarrassment down somehow to the point where you're like, I'll let her take it for a spin. I'm the same guy. I'm the same dude.
You and
I remember once my ex-girlfriend came home. She goes, I'm coming home. I got a big surprise for you. And I'm like, what is this? Maybe a new teddy?
Lingerie.
Maybe something assless? Great. She pulls up with like a 20-foot tree hanging out of the back of the truck. And I'm like, oh, no.
She wanted a tree in the front yard.
And we had to plant it and dig it, and it was 32 degrees, and I was hungover from the night before, and it was a Saturday. And I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it today. I don't feel like it. You ambush me with this tree?
Yeah.
Forget it. And she's like, I'm going to do it myself. And I know why she said it, because she knew that I physically couldn't watch her do that whole thing on her own, because I would feel like the world's biggest piece of shit boyfriend.
See, now that's where we do have to separate. Our paths might separate, because I would have sat on the porch and watched her. If we're putting a tree in, I want to know we're putting a tree in. Don't surprise me. Or you are on your own.
Yeah.
You get buried. Get Barry from across the street to help you dig a hole.
Dude, two shovelfuls, and she starts crying performatively in the front yard. And I'm like, fuck!
You're weaker. You're a weaker man than me.
I went out, sweated out for a solid 4 hours, making sure this tree got in the ground. Each shovelful angrier than the next. Fucking shovel. Cunt, fucking bitch. Throwing the fucking dirt onto the road. I'm like, burr, burr. Halfway through that, she's like, well, if you're going to make it an angry experience, then don't bother. And I'm like, oh, my God.
No. Yeah. I have a very healthy relationship with my wife. She does try to involve me in things. But when there is something, and my wife is actually really handy. So when she does jump into a project, she might need me to dig the hole, but she'll ask me to dig the hole.
In advance.
That's good. And she wants to do these things. Actually, you know what's kind of cool is we talked about it again last week. She may be volunteering with Habitat for Humanity. I met a guy that works with that organization here locally, and because she loves that kind of stuff. She watches the home channel and like whatever that where they fix stuff, and she's got a crush on one of the bald guys. I don't know what his name is. Bombington.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. You should let her go there, and then she'll go to Habitat for Humanity and come back with a new boyfriend. That's awesome. What are you doing?
Listen, she's not.
Oh, she's you not, don't know that.
She
you
is not that. Straying.
You don't Look know that.
You're not the only middle-aged snack on this podcast.
At Lachlan Cross is where you can find him on Twitter.
A couple more things before you, because I feel like you're trying to get rid of me here.
I am.
We have AJ and Sarah on the podcast tomorrow, speaking of the Arden Roof Systems Golf Tournament on July 5th. They're the title sponsor. We'll learn more about their company, Pioneer Golf Company. Yep. And this is a national thing, so we're putting them onto the podcast. And Dean's very excited because he is a scratch golfer. And don't tease me. I need you to start confirming plans one way or the other if you're coming out for that.
For the Arden Golf Tournament? Stollery Children's Life Program?
Life Program, yes.
Yeah, I'm 100% coming out July 5th.
Don't just say that. I need you to confirm because...
I'm coming.
Okay, because I have to auction off an opportunity to golf with us. Yes.
Golf with us or me? Like, are we splitting us up? Because I just want to golf with you, and I don't care who else is there. But like,
No. We get a twosome.
You listen to me, and you listen to me good. You go to these celebrity golf tournaments, you get auctioned off to go and golf with somebody, or they're like, hey, this guy's want to golf with you, and you got to fucking spend 6 hours with some of the biggest doofuses on the planet.
I always enjoy them. You're trying to back out already.
I do too. No, I'm not. I'm coming, but I'm saying I am riding in a golf cart with you for 18 holes.
Yes. Okay. You and I.
Yes.
But we're auctioning off a chance to golf with two other people.
Absolutely.
And anybody that's going to throw money at us will be worth golfing with.
We're a lot of fun. I don't cheat. Lachlan doesn't cheat. He'll be snapped by the fourth hole. I might bring some treats as well. You don't know. We're going to have some spirited conversations.
Yes.
I'm coming to the middle a little bit about vaccines.
Okay.
So, everybody can just have a great time.
Everybody in Alberta is an anti-vaxxer.
You know what I'm going to do is show up in a fucking full hazmat suit.
Okay. Just get off the plane.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough to swing a wood in this, but I'll make it work.
Tournament in a hazmat suit. I'm
from the video game Fallout. Anyway,
so there's that. You can sign up by going to ardenroofsystems.com. Okay. The registration page is right on the main page of the homepage of the webpage. Now, I don't have any more room. Please stop sending me notes on the Monster Pro Wrestling locker room VIP guest list. I was only supposed to put 10 names down, and I've had multiple people. I got to figure a new strategy out here for this thing because mentioning it on the podcast got me in trouble.
I know you had so many people sign up for free tickets. So you're going to have to go in there and say, we got like 100 unpaid people here tonight.
Well,
Massive.
No, it's not that bad, but Massive said, give away 10 spots. And then we had him on the podcast, and we mentioned it a couple of times, and now I'm being inundated with people that want to go on Friday. It's April 5th at the Alberta Avenue Community Center. The more the merrier. I'm going to be on hand, and that's all I have for now.
All right. Thanks, dude. Okay. Appreciate it. Don't forget Arden Roof Systems Golf Tournament. Go to ardenroofsystems.com for more information.
We did good work today. Lachlan,
yeah, we did. We crushed it today. Great job. It was a lot of fun.
Happy Easter, everyone. Can I say that?
Yeah, happy Easter or whatever. You can say whatever you want. Okay. I'm of the opinion that you should be allowed to say happy Easter or happy Kwanzaa or happy holidays or
whatever.
Happy color red or happy satanic balls in your mouth day. Don't care. Whatever
is that
you
a
like.
Day?
Yeah, I think so.
Awesome.
Talk to you soon.
See you tomorrow.
All right. Lachlan Cross. In the locker room, make sure you subscribe to the locker room YouTube page. They got an email list there as well. You can sign up for that. The locker room coming to a...
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Logan Anderson, host of the Say the Damn Score podcast. On my show, I deep dive into the sports broadcasting business by, you guessed it, talking to sportscasters. The show has featured big names like Bob Costas, Kenny Albert, and Vern Lundquist, as well as many up-and-coming broadcasters who you may not know yet, but you will know soon. Whether you're looking for professional development as a sportscaster, different career paths, or if you just want to be entertained by hearing some of the best storytellers in the world tell their own stories, this podcast is for you. You can subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, or you can visit our website, SayTheDamnScore.com.
Digital platform near you. Thanks, everybody, for being part of the show. Really appreciate it. Don't forget, you can get everything into a Crier.co. You can also find us on YouTube, Dean Blundell Show, Crier Media on YouTube. Both go subscribe. You can check out the podcast that Kinsella and Adler do, Warren Kinsella, Charles Adler. These guys are unreal. If you haven't had a chance to go and download their podcast, the Charles Adler podcast, please do so. He and Warren are on a heater. No one does a better job of popularizing content and not just serving up softballs. There are no softballs. They try and figure it out for everybody, not just the left or the right. So make sure you go and download the Charles Adler podcast with Warren Kinsella anywhere you get a chance to do so. Thanks to our friends and partners at Rome Auto. Go to Rome.auto today. Don't buy a car, subscribe to one. Super, super simple. You know why? There's one payment. It includes your insurance, routine maintenance, roadside assistance, everything with the exception of fuel. Flexible monthly plans for you need a car for a month. You're transitioning between cars. You don't know if you want to buy an EV. Try one. They've got tons. You can browse cars there. And you can get that car delivered to your home. You just need a credit card. And all you need to do is use the promo code Rome with Dean. Rome with Dean. When you go and sign up for your brand new Rome.auto car subscription account. You can drive one for as long as you like. You can switch your cars up. There is only one payment, and it is affordable. The economy of car buying sucks. Use the new. These guys have figured it out only in the greater Toronto area. Go to Rome.auto today. Rome with Dean is your promo code. $150 off your first month, by the way. You're welcome. Go to Rome.auto today. Also brought to you by our friends at Fact Check. The biggest and best advantage you have to getting agency back into your information lives. Disinformation, misinformation are a problem. Major problem. We see it all the time. We saw it all weekend long over Easter. It's a busy Easter. We're a bunch of Christians. What do you got? Donald Trump says, here probably is that. Carbon tax says, dude, just have tech figure it out for you. Stop arguing with people. And help us build this out. The beta test program is available now for anybody that's interested in becoming a verified fact checker. Go to factcheck.io for more information today. FACTCHEK.io. Sign up for their beta test. Support the program. They're building a disinformation killer that not only encompasses the epistemology of every tweet involved in every narrative, but it has every Facebook post and real live connections that give you ability not only to have a little buddy companion that tells you whether or not what you've read is true, but it also helps you correct the record. You need agency in your life when it comes to information. You need to know where sources come from. You need to know who did it. You need to know why. And then you need to know the truth. Perfectly sourced information for you. Go to factcheck.io. Sign up for their beta test today. FACTCHEK.io. Also brought to you by our friends at Muse on the Mic podcast. Go to Muse Massage Spa for more details. Sign up for the podcast there or their Patreon account where it's totally uncensored. Emily and Riley do an amazing job of coming alongside the good people in the sex work industry. And there are a lot of them. It is legal. It is work, and they are advocates and educators. Their podcast is tremendous. It's on YouTube. It's on Patreon. Again, Muse on the Mic YouTube, Muse on the Mic Patreon. Download and subscribe there. You can also check them out at MuseMassageSpa.com, and they've got a deal, $50. It's the Dean deal. $50 off. Go in. A little discreet experience. These are great people. It is therapeutic, and it's safe. They're the number one body house in the entire country. So make sure you go and pay them a visit today. Download their podcast and listen to these lovely ladies, Emily and Riley, on their podcast, Muse on the Mic, Muse Massage Spa, for more details. And, of course, brought to you by Cantorque, rugged, hardworking torque wrenches that put the ability for you to be able to do anything that has a bolting or fastening solution that you can't find one for in your hands for heavy industry around the world. They've been doing it for a long time, 20 years of experience and knowledge at the table. They provide you with comprehensive solutions tailored to your specific requirements. As Canada's leading industrial tool experts, they give you the very best in sales service, rentals, calibration, maintenance, and custom fabrication of industrial torque tools, tension tools, flange management systems, and impact sockets. You can rely on the highest quality products in the world right here in Canada. They ship and use around the world as well. Doesn't matter. It's in China, could be in Dubai, could be here in Toronto. They build tunnels. They do all kinds of stuff in machinery, heavy forestry industry. They do all kinds of stuff in the nuclear industry. These guys are experts when it comes to torque wrenches, industrial torque wrenches, and they are the best in the world. So go and visit them today on their new website, all their product services, news, and their podcast at cantorque.com. Again, cantorque.com, makers of rugged, hardworking torque wrenches, Canada's leading industrial tool experts, proudly manufactured here for heavy industry around the world. Have a great day, everybody. Appreciate you being here for the show. Happy Easter. If you celebrate, and if you don't, whatever. Happy whatever it is you're celebrating. Have a great day. Happy fucking you don't have to go to work day. How about that? That's universal. We can all enjoy that one, right? Right. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Again, really appreciate it. Don't forget, be nice today if you can afford it. Unless someone's a dick to you, then feed it right back to them. Have a good one. Bye.
I'm your eager beaver.
And I'm Mr. Grizzly.
If you love politics
or hate politics,
then have we the perfect podcast for you.
The True North Eager Beaver.
Incisive political commentary.
We keep you up to date
and give you the political and media literacy you seek
to help you
cut through the bovine fecal matter.
Facts first.
Sound analysis.
Sometimes I growl.
Sometimes I sass.
We impart civics and build community.
And we share some laughs along the way.
Being informed
and engaged has never been more fabulous.
Or sexy. Catch us on the Dean Blundell Network. Or on our YouTube channel.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because democracy is something you do.
Hi, I'm Mercedes Nickel, four-time Winter Olympian and host of Dropping In, a podcast with Mercedes. This is a podcast where I interview a bunch of different people. I get the good, the bad, and the ugly, as well as I share my stories along the way. Now you can drop in at droppingin.com or subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. I'll see you soon.